Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Keep in mind, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire, so remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while I get to talk to people in the Christian realms that are legendary, and then they use that term so quickly and so easily, but in this case, it's specifically true. I've had the pleasure of talking to him before, many moons ago. It was probably about 18 months ago that him and I chatted, and we're going to talk to him again because we're having a worship luncheon that's taking place on Thursday, a worship leader appreciation luncheon, and the keynote speaker, Dr. Chuck Fromm. Dr. Chuck Fromm, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. I don't know if you remember being on. It was quite some time ago that we had a chance to talk. It was, yes. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, about the little home Bible study.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I was great. So it was privileged to have you on then, privileged to have you on now.
Oh, yeah, that turned out really well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yep.
We helped the city rewrite their ordinance so that it was safe to have home Bible studies without getting fined again.
Yeah, so that's amazing that we have to go to that length, but you did it, and you were quite victorious in that process, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Talk to me. You got the Worship Leader Appreciation Luncheon that's coming in on August 14th, which is taking place at 11:30 in the morning. And for people that want more information, they can go to kprz.com. But your past and your connection to worship and to worship in the United States of America and all over the world is extremely impacting. Talk to me when somebody comes to you, young or old, and they say, well, you know, Chuck, what does worship mean to you? How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond in a way that says basically, what mode are we talking about? It's one thing when we're with God's people. It's another thing when we're out in the workplace. You know, one is in the gathering with God's people. It's like, I don't know if it's systolic or dystolic in terms of the blood going back to the heart and going back out again. But as we go to what I say the really real world, which is worship in our churches, where, you know, we really meet with his people. And then the second part of worship, of course, is our what we are out in the workplace, the ethics, the scripture. Remember, Christians were first known not by the name Christian. Well, they were called Christian in Antioch, but because they act like little Christ. They loved one another. You'll know they are my disciples by the love they show for one another. So that those are basically the two modes of worship, I would say. But worship has been with us for forever, it seems, at least in terms of recorded history. Remember, the first murder was over a worship controversy.
Yeah.
That's Cain slew Abel because he was jealous about his worship.
That's a great way to say that. I mean, I'm just letting you know. I mean, I've heard it put many different ways. That's an excellent way to define that. So one of the things that I'm hearing you say right off the bat is that worship is, of course, meeting with God in a corporate setting, not just raising hands or not raising hands, not just that part of it, because giving is a part of worship, receiving
right.
and responding to the word is a part of worship, the process of all of the gathering itself is a part of worship, but worship also has to do with taking it outside of the sanctuary and or outside of the meeting place and into the marketplace and being Christ-like there as well.
That's right. Yeah, back to the, you know, Cain slaying Abel. Worship has been controversial, especially inside, and especially the last 20 years. When I first actually about 30-some years ago when I was at Maranatha Music, first started there, I would get letters every week denouncing drums in church. And, you know, now a lot of people want to know how to get them out because they just get a little bit noisy. But,
so, but not good, not good in, not good out, not good.
That's right. Well, you know, the reason why they put that plastic around drums, it's not necessarily to quiet the drum down, but to keep the drummer from getting shot.
That is, I've never heard that. That's very funny, Chuck. That was a really good one right there. Now, so in that process, when you talked about worship like in the last 20 years, which I think is a really fascinating thought process, even for me. I've only been a Christian a short time, so 36 okay. years. So it's only, you know, it's just still working on me in that very new stage. But 36 years gives me a little bit of history to see some of what I would think is some evolution or some, let's say, growth in how worship goes from point A to point B. And it worship, I think, in the very beginning for a new believer has a lot to do with that corporate 3, 4, 5 song setting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it seems to grow from there. And so you're a person who's really quite in depth in the understanding of worship. Worship is really your life to Christ, isn't it?
Yeah, it's living our life out for his purposes. It's interesting, going back to Genesis again, we read where, of course, it was man that gave names to all the animals in the beginning. God created all these variety of creatures and living things and so on and so forth. Then I can imagine him sitting on a rock and saying, okay, Adam, give them a name. And in that way, that was an act of worship because Adam had the mind, the brain, the genius to start naming all these different things. And in so doing, completed creation. You know, I have 5 kids, 3 girls and 2 boys, actually former young adults, young millennials, they'd call them today. But just think if we called them baby 1, baby 2, baby 3, if they didn't have a name. And so just that alone, I believe in your area of gifting that God has given you, you have a particular ability from God, by his Spirit, to call things what they are, to name them. And that is an act of worship. There's all kinds of different, we see all kinds of various different kinds of worship throughout the Scriptures. In fact, the first 4 commandments are all about worship. The very first commandment is no other gods before me, no idols. And that's one of the key issues that we have today is things that distract us from God is idolatry. In fact, things that at one time may have been a means for praying to God, a song, for example, can become an idol. And there's an example of that in the Scripture where Moses was instructed by God to put a snake on a pole, basically, and the children of Israel would look at that, and they would be healed from the snake bites. And 400 years later, Hezekiah is instructed to take those things down because the nation of Israel had become a nation of snake worshipers. So it's very easy for things that we create to, through time, lose its meaning, and we start worshiping the thing rather than the Creator.
Right. Excellent. Well said. Let me ask you this. I want to dive into it. I'm going to kind of shift the conversation a little bit. In the church, are there things that the church... I shouldn't say are. Well, maybe that is the right way to say it. Are there things in the church that the church puts into the service, puts into the process of communicating to people that take away from the overall worship? In other words, is it so theatrical at times that it loses the depth of sincere connection?
Well, yeah. I mean, that can be said of just about any meeting, any time. You know, here's the good news for the worship leader is that the real worship leader is, and we got to keep this in mind always, is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 8 says that he is the liturgy of heaven, in effect, the worship service. He's making intercession for us continually before God. So, you know, I want to first encourage worship leaders to take a break and don't get too hard on yourself, because you know what? Jesus is faithful. Jesus is our mediation. He is our, Jesus came as God. He was God. He didn't play God, and lived the life before God that was pleasing to God. We look to Jesus, and Jesus intercedes for us for God. And it's important to keep that in mind. No matter how flawed we are humanly, and we are flawed, we're weak. We cry out for mercy. We cry out for grace. But our worship leader is Jesus Christ. It's not how clever the song is or how good it is or the performance of the band. The music is powerful, of course. I would dare say that people leaving a service are going to remember a line in a song that they sing, maybe for days, if not weeks, or memorizing the song, and they generally forget the sermon within a few minutes walking out of the door. I hate to say that, but that's why it's important for pastors to team up with worship leaders who are tuned into the heart of their congregation. But you can find just about on any given day, nothing we do is going to be perfect. That's what I want to start. And you know what? That needs to be taken off of worship leaders. The burden to be perfect.
Yeah, that's great. That's great material. I gotta, and you said something that was, because I've been a pastor in the past, and yes. And I had my only solution if it wasn't going to be remembered. That's why we had CDs. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure to get a CD. Yeah. Okay, only a dollar. Anyway, so the idea though, when a worship leader, I think maybe they think because they start that public gathering, that there's just a large amount of pressure maybe put on them wanting to make sure that it goes the right direction or has the right feel or has that right sense, or maybe even better said, that they're just sensitive to what the Lord wants to do. But again, even that is not a human perfection element.
Right. Exactly. No matter how perfect they are, it's not going to make their leading in prayer. And by the way, that's another way to think of worship leader. In fact, before we started the magazine, Worship Leader, 25 years ago, that was not a title that was generally used. It was generally song leader. So we've piled a lot on in terms of responsibilities for that post. But I like to think of the worship leader as the leader in corporate prayer. Gathering up the hearts of the people and helping them to engage together and sing with one voice. You know, singing is something that we can do that expresses the whole heart of the community with one voice. And you find one voice in Acts 2 where it says with one voice they cried out. I forget the rest of the verse there, but it was on the day of Pentecost that they were able to cry with one voice. Well, the only way you can do that, one voice, is with songs. And so it's a very, very important function of participation, and people want to engage and participate. When worship is changed into a spectator sport, you know, let's watch the band play or this person perform, that's not, I think that falls short of the blessing that we can have as we participate and engage with God together. And worship at its most basic sense is engaging with God.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person on Thursday.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot
Same
of fun.
Here.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And you did a great job today, so I really do appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Chuck Fromm, excellent job hanging out here with us at the David Spoon Experience. Don't forget the Worship Leader Appreciation Lunch, August 14th, 11:30 a.m. Go to kprz.com to get any additional information. It's a lunch, and you get the opportunity to hear this gentleman who's got a great handle on what worship is isn't what it could be, couldn't be. Just a lot of insight, and boy, what a privilege to hear what you're going to have to say. I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you for taking the time, sir.
Thank you, David.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, it'll be fun.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Back with McDonald's new McCafe Social Hour. Every day between 2 and 5 p.m., buy any McCafe drinks and get another one free. Smoothies, shakes, iced coffees, or the new horchata frappe. There's face-to-face time for everyone to love at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer.
Right now, you can experience the best of independent senior living at half price. You heard that right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. This is about active senior living, offering a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for the entire first year. That includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of activities. Lots to choose from every day. There's only one spot left, so call today. Monte Vista Village. Call 619-465-1331.
Calling everyone in the worship band and music ministry of your church. We want to bless you at the KPRZ Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. KPRZ Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet.
Retirement will be easy. I'll have plenty of money saved by then. Well, sometimes life isn't that simple. Nice to know there's a financial tool to help alleviate some of those unforeseen costs associated with your retirement, even eliminate your mortgage payment. Hey, Mark Larson here. The new reverse mortgage can convert the equity you've built into your home into tax-free cash, the perfect way to fund your longevity, enjoying your retirement years. Yes, changes are coming. If you act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram today, the president, CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him at the beautiful Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista, August 14th, 6 p.m. So call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or online, it's aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse, that's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence, trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
As a parent, you want what's best for your child, providing them with a safe and nurturing atmosphere. The staff and faculty at City Tree Christian School knows exactly how you feel.
Hi, I'm Daphne Wadley, preschool director at City Tree Christian School. And the caring community of parents, students, and educators at City Tree are committed to integrating academic excellence with the teaching of Jesus Christ as found in the Bible. City Tree's professional, experienced, and dedicated staff understands that your child's education and spiritual development lays the foundation for growth of personal, physical, and professional relationships and behaviors. City Tree offers small classroom education for preschool, elementary, and middle school children, and believes that learning is a lifelong process. We invite you to schedule a tour with us today.
Schedule your tour by calling 619-232-3794. That's 619-232-3794, or online at citytree.org.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Heat, unrelenting heat. If you are a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. As Israel draws back from its front lines in the Gaza war, it is important to review what happened. Israel was attacked from the air, from the sea, and via tunnels. Israel responded. Tunnels and rocket infrastructure have been destroyed. Thousands of rockets aimed at Tel Aviv and other high population centers were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome, and the IDF destroyed scores of tunnels and thousands of rocket launchers. Regrettably, innocents died in Gaza as well as in Israel, but the war was brought on by Hamas and kept going by Hamas, and every death is the fault of Hamas. It was thus shocking to hear President Obama's closest and most trusted advisor, Valerie Jarrett, saying on national television that the U.S. did not condone these killings, implying that Israel had somehow targeted these innocents when, in fact, Hamas had used them as shield. Israel is our closest ally in the Middle East, perhaps in the world. We need to stand by her and not lend any support to the idea of moral equivalence. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrivent Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Getting ready to do some theology. That's four syllables to say study God stuff. Before we do that, though, we do have to hit our history. It is one of the things that we like to do around here. For those that do not know, in 1909, what ship? This is an amazing trivia question. What ship was the first American ship to use the SOS distress signal? Now, that question
right
there.
Hang on, we have a guess.
Okay, what is it?
Ohio State Ron is guessing the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay, you mean the one from Gordon Lightfoot? Seriously? That one?
That's
the one? Okay.
It's not
okay.
Correct.
No. Because that didn't have, that was in like the 70s, 60s. Yeah, that's. Okay, does Paulie know? This is a tough one. Does he know? Is he going to guess? No?
Say it again.
The first American ship to use the SOS distress signal.
I should know this, but I don't.
That's a good one. The Arapaho. The Arapaho.
Navajo.
No, not the Navajo.
Pocahontas.
The Arapaho. On this day, the first inmates arrived at the federal prison on Alcatraz. Alcatraz Island in San Francisco. Also, for those that do not know, the abstract artist Jackson Pollock died in an automobile accident on this day. Probably didn't know that. Following the arrest in 1965, following the arrest of a young black motorist, the predominantly black neighborhood of Watts in Los Angeles erupted in riots that lasted 6 days and left 34 people dead. That's amazing because they're having riots right now in Atlanta. Did you hear what's going on with this? What is it? Like a time thing? And it just gets released every so
it's
much
just a
time?
Step to the left.
It's weird. For those that don't know, Harry S. Parmalee of New Haven, Connecticut, gave us a reason to relax and cool off on a hot summer day.
He received the answer is Arapaho.
No, he received a patent for the sprinkler head. See? Now, I remember watching the episode of The Middle where she pulls out a sprinkler head and she ties it to the little hose and she says to the kids, watch how much fun this is. And so she gets up and she, on the grass, she runs through the water and then she runs back and then she runs through the water, runs back. And all three of her kids in the show, The Middle, they're all looking at her like, that's fun? you're going through a little...
Paul and Ron say that's not, that doesn't happen.
Okay.
You don't tie it to the hose.
Hey, you know what? I used to do that sprinkler thing, but we did it with the ones that had the really long, wandy, you know, kind of throws. And that was until we got a pool. On this day, Harvey Hubble got the patent for the pull chain electric light socket. Very smart idea. And then last but not least, for those baseball fans, in this day in 1951, WCBS in New York became the first station to televise a baseball game in color. How about that? Today, first game in color. For those that don't know, now this is great. So wait, it's, yeah, that's a good one right there. That's kind of, that's close. And then it's got to go. All right. Does it do that ever?
I have no idea.
Oh, that doesn't work. Today is also play in the sand day. I don't know what that means, and I don't care. But this one I think is rather funny. Today is Presidential Joke Day. On August 11th, in 1984, Ronald Reagan, watch this, this is great. Ronald Reagan, as a joke, they did not release this to the public, but as a joke in the microphone, he said this. Ready? Are you ready? You got to listen to this. Are you ready? My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. So he said that as a joke, and so today is known as Presidential Joke Day.
About a time that to be a Republican in this area of the country felt a little bit by a bit like being Gary Cooper in High Noon, outnumbered in a big way. But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning. And when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
That's great. I love that. So that's legendary seven. He was quite the prank. He was a pretty funny guy in a lot of things. People don't realize how funny he was. They were all serious about this and that. He was funny. I mean, that line, listen to this line again. Listen to what he says, how he says it. "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." That's pretty funny. You know, Barack Obama had a joke. You know what he said? "Surprise, I'm really a conservative Christian." That was funny too. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're actually gonna break early so I can come back and do the theology piece because I don't want to mess it up, but that doesn't mean I won't. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spin.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Team Kia of El Cajon has made it even easier to drive away in a brand new Kia Soul or Kia Optima with zero down, zero due at signing. Also including the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty going on till September 2nd at Team Kia of El Cajon. It's as simple as sign it and drive it.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you, in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Nearly 60 million Americans depend on free local TV. Like radio, it's a lifeline for news, sports, and weather emergencies, especially in diverse communities, rural towns, and among the elderly. They save thousands every year on cable and satellite bills. Pay TV providers don't like that. They're pushing Washington to change the rules and cripple free TV. Go to keepmytv.org. Tell Congress, don't mess with free TV. This message was furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Green Screen Wizard LLC reminds listeners that last year over 50,000 children were reported missing. Parents keep recent fingerprints, photographs, and dental records. They're all important items in recovering a missing child. If you have any information that could lead to the recovery of a child, call local authorities immediately. This message from Green Screen Wizard LLC, located at 12707 Gribbletall Road in San Diego. Call 858-229-6099. That's 858-229-6099 with a reminder it should never hurt to be a child.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 3.99% rate, 4.013 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month. Plus, I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. What a show. A lot of fun. Chuck Fromm was fabulous. Great job. He did today. It's going to be really the Worship Leaders Appreciation Lunch is going to be outstanding. Very, very excited. And just if you just listen to the first portion of what he had to say, he's got so much more to share. Really looking forward to that fellowship with him. All right, let's just talk about some good theology. I was doing some review on some theological properties that had to do with justification, sanctification, and the Ordo Salutis, which has to do with the order of salvation and the process by which one is or isn't saved. And you're thinking, why were you doing that? It was the weekend. I was having fun. So, I mean, that's what some people do on the weekend. That's what I do. This title for this DDD is called Just Good Theology. Just Good Theology. This may make you think, and if it does, I apologize, but every once in a while we are required to take that process. James chapter 2, verse 21 through 23. James chapter 2, verse 21 through 23 says the following. Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was active together with his works, and by works his faith was perfected. So the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend. When this portion is talked about in scripture, there comes a debate that takes place amongst pastors and theologians and teachers and Christians of all ages, all sizes, all different denominations, about a faith versus works mentality. Somehow, the understanding that faith has been separated from works as to be two elements that do not mix, kind of like vinegar and water. I mean, it's just like the idea that it doesn't have a mixture element is incorrect. And if you look at what the passage says, it says quite clearly that the faith that Abraham had was perfected by his action. So now what does that mean? His faith is perfected by his action. When you and I have faith, our activity to that faith demonstrates that faith. In other words, to say, I have faith, it's right here in a cup, and nobody can see it, and I don't use it, but it's real, does not make it real. It has to be applicable. It has to be usable. But, now watch this. Here's the big part. You must understand that faith is the property by which we find righteousness. And those works that we have because of that faith simply identify that faith as real or true. But the works themselves do not create the ultimate justification. The works themselves are a manifestation of the truth of that faith. So let me explain it in simpler terms. Genesis 15:6. Go ahead and write that down. That's an important portion to go with this. Genesis 15:6 says, Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith started the process of creditation for righteousness. Do you understand that? His faith put him in a position where righteousness was his in the mind and eyes of God. That faith would then have various portions of works that would demonstrate the faith was real. But the works themselves are not what made Abraham righteous. The faith made Abraham righteous. Now, how do you know that? Because it's a big distinction. How do you know? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Because Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac was at least 13 years, if not 15 years later than Genesis 15. In other words, Abraham in Genesis 15:6 was declared righteous by God. 13 to 15 years later, he sacrificed or was willing to sacrifice Isaac. There's at least a 13, and most scholars actually think about an 18-year gap between being declared righteous and his act of offering up Isaac. So here's the key. This is it. Ready? I told this to my wife. I think she thought I had lost my mind, but then when we talked about it, it made more sense. So just bear with it. If Abraham died between being declared righteous by God in Acts 15:6 and sacrificing his son Isaac, if he died in between that, would he still have been considered righteous by God? Yes, because he was declared righteous, not prophesied righteous. Big difference. God made the declaration that the righteousness of Abraham was valid and true. The writing in James is simply saying that is demonstrated that faith by his actions, by his activity. And again, James says, you talk about your faith, I'll show you my faith by what I do. But it is the faith that does the saving and puts a person to righteousness. The actions or the works are manifestations of the faith. And if Abraham would have died between the moment that God declared him righteous and the next 15 years, he still would have been declared righteous. And he still would have been righteous, even if he didn't sacrifice his son Isaac. The theology in that is to understand from Luther's point of view and from Calvin's point of view that it's the act activity of faith which embraces grace that sets us apart. The proof of the works is what God is working into us, that that faith can come from within us to out of us into activity. Faith and works work together, but works apart from faith doesn't work. If you have faith and don't get a chance to get to the works, that faith can still yet declare you righteous. That's the key. So when you say, yes, Jesus, I believe, you're in. And when God works on you to walk that way, he's manifesting that faith from within you to outside of you to activity. But if you die in that process, you're still saved. Get that? That's a very, now look, if you grasped all of that, you either should be in seminary, you should be teaching, or you should just be very happy that you got it. That's all I'm going to say. Because if you grasp the fullness of it, faith is what accesses the declaration of the righteousness of God. The works follow and demonstrate that faith to be true. But if you die in the process of demonstrating, you still get there. And where's our best witness for that in all the universe? The thief on the cross. Next to Jesus, as they're dying, and only says one thing. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you know what Jesus said? Now watch what he said. Today, you will be with me in paradise. That was all it took. He didn't have a chance to come down and do a lot of things for the kingdom. But he did make that confession and acknowledgement that Jesus Christ was Lord and Savior, Messiah of humanity. And that made him declared righteous. That's the key, folks. I want you to think about that. We're going to take our break early and then come back. Consider the ramifications. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we still have a DDD and some interesting news about Mexican restaurants.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event coming to the Four Points Sheraton San Diego, September 5th and 6th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Sure, you could go to any car dealer in San Diego to get a deal, but why settle for any when you can have the best at Team Kia of El Cajon? Winners of the Kia Motors America 2013 President's Club Award for outstanding customer service and sales success. Home of the industry's leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking to buy new, pre-owned, or lease? Team Kia of El Cajon has the expert service you're looking for. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com to find your next car. Team Kia of El Cajon. Better. Period.
Calling everyone in the worship band and music ministry of your church. We want to bless you at the KPRZ Thrivin' Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. KPRZ Thrivin' Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch is sponsored by Billiards and Barstools, Genesis Recovery, and Real Estate Referrals for Ministry.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A lot of fun to talk about that. Really gives you an idea to understand the different concepts of grace, different concepts of mercy. So we're going to go from the depth of that conversation into one that's not nearly as deep. How's that? Does that sound like a nice transition?
As long as it's food involved.
It is, but not the way that you think. You know, I know you like the foodies, but this is just not going to be the kind of one you like. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. MSNBC. Uh-oh. Shouldn't that be an uh-oh right there?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. MSNBC president claims that because of the contrition in his heart. Are you sure you're ready for this? Do you remember what happened?
I don't know.
This is too good. This is way, way funny. You have to enjoy this. What happened is on Cinco de Mayo, which was May 5th. Remember Cinco de Mayo? Because we did a replay on Cinco de Mayo by accident, and everybody got upset because we were doing Cinco de Mayo again. Remember that? Remember that's when everybody got mad? You did Cinco de Mayo again. Okay, sorry. Anyway, what happened is on MSNBC, they had somebody who was one of their hosts, and one of their hosts, you know what they did, is they got a big sombrero. And one of the hosts acted like he was drinking a shot of alcohol. You know, tequila was the whole thing, right? So they fired this guy, or they did something to this guy. They put him on leave or whatever. Yesterday. Wasn't yesterday August 10th? Did I miss something?
No, it was. I've just confirmed it with our staff. It was indeed August 10th.
So yesterday... Phil Griffin, who's the president of MSNBC.
Any relation to Peter?
Maybe. About the same level of intellect. Claimed that because of that incident on his television station, it's not a news station, and, well, I mean, it's kind of like a wing for the government, kind of. But it's not really a government authorized. That's not true. It's government authorized, but not government funded. Well, that's not true because half those people have government connections. You know, it's just that station that supports whatever the White House says as long as there's Democrats involved. Anyway, he was so upset about the May 5th incident, the one that happened 3 months earlier, that every time, you ready? He walks by any place and sees a big sombrero. Wait. He gets very, very upset. Wait. And it's also true that whenever he walks by a Mexican restaurant, he feels complete and utter contrition for what happened 3 months ago. Okay, listen to what I'm going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not contrition. It's racism. He's racist against Mexican restaurants. No, not really. He's just being dumb. But I'm just saying, that's
honestly,
the kind of thing.
Honestly, this is better than any foodie story.
I mean, come on. It's like, You telling me you walk by a Mexican restaurant because of something that one of your employees did that had nothing to do with you, and you already disciplined him and so on and so forth, and every time you walk by a Mexican restaurant, you feel like you need to give yourself a shocker from a pacemaker? I mean, that's what you're telling me? And I'm supposed to believe that that's because you have such a soft and sensitive heart because of how much you hate Christians? Come on. Who believes that? Do you believe that? I don't believe it. Sorry.
Sorry, I was thinking about Mexican food. I was getting depressed.
I know. Now that I said Mexican food, now I'm thinking about tacos and burritos. I'm like, yikes. Mm. I know. The chimichanga right now sounds good. Are you kidding? I'll tell you what. I will pick up the slack for his contrition. Every time he walks through or by a Mexican restaurant with a big sombrero, I will pick up his slack. I will eat there for him.
You're a giver, Dave. You really are.
I am a giver. I know. This story is the one that I talked to you about earlier today that I've just waited all day to do. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It's a very uncomfortable story. I don't like it, and it bothers me a lot. I am a sports guy. I like sports. If you have listened to the show and you haven't figured out I like sports, I can't help you. What sports do I like? I like hockey the most. I like football. I like basketball. I like baseball. I even like to watch a little bit of soccer, folks. It's true. Because when you like sports, you're desperate for anything. All right, so anyway, the bottom line is ESPN has suspended Max Kellerman, their host, because of a domestic abuse story. If that was all that I heard on the story, I would accept that and say, okay, because domestic abuse is not funny. It's not cool. It's an uncool thing. The Bible actually tells you, you know, in no uncertain terms, that a man has to treat his wife as Christ would treat the church. Right? You got to have this love, this care, this compassion. And you're not even allowed to be cruel to your cattle. I'm just saying, it's not even permissible in the Old Testament. Not even permissible. But okay, so I'm really against domestic abuse. The only thing that drives me nuts more than that, saying that, is the politically correct, ridiculous, insane attitude that ESPN tries to always come off with their super duper fake political correctness. Just absolutely drives me bonkers. And in this case, the guy was suspended for a week by the network after he revealed on the radio that he actually did hit his girlfriend. Now, when I heard that, I'm thinking, fine, you hit your girlfriend. It's like, you know, I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, suspended. Exactly.
Okay. Except I went further into the story, and the story says this, that Max Kellerman and his then-girlfriend Erin... That what happened is, and just so you can know for the record, they have been married right now for 20 years. Okay? Wait. Let me finish. And what happened was that they both, before they got married, were hammered. They were totally drunk, and she slapped him, and he slapped her back. And because of that, it's domestic abuse. She bears no responsibility. And I'm trying to figure out, one, where are all the feminists and where is the National Organization of Women going, wait, equal treatment. And two, really? They're both hammered, drunk. She slaps him. He slaps her. They get over it immediately. They then get married, and they're married for 20 years. And ESPN, in their absolute fake faux pas political correctness, suspend this guy for an event that took place over two decades ago that both he and his current wife, then girlfriend, are completely at fault for. And that seems right to somebody? Does that seem correct to you? Or am I losing it? Am I reading too much into this?
I just can't believe it. That's just insane.
I mean, to me, ESPN has become the great dragon of political correctness. And that's to link it with the serpent. Because it's like, what? I don't think domestic violence is cool in any capacity. But what?
They're married.
20 years. 20 years married. You know? What if she threw an orange at his head and hit him? And he didn't do anything back?
Well, I wouldn't, Dave, but I could almost see it if they were, like, not together, if they were divorced. But they've been married for 20 years.
Well, I could almost see it if they weren't both hammered. They were both drunk, and she slapped him, and he slapped her. It's like, okay, so rule number one, don't get drunk. Rule number two, don't hit somebody back. That's for the more Christian thing, but I'm not sure they're Christians. I have no idea. And rule number three, don't look to ESPN for anything that says political correctness because they have lost their minds. Those are three rules. I think sometimes they're a little, there's the whole Redskin thing. They're all like, yeah, we support that. We support that. Yeah, well, the rest of America doesn't. Washington Redskins. Redskins, Redskins, Redskins. You're insensitive. Yeah, you should hear what my dog says about me.
Sign of the Apocalypse, number 7,594.
No kidding.
Of the week.
Yeah. That's all I could say is, oh, well. So we'll close with the Christian Bear joke. That's all I do. What I got? I got 45 seconds, right? Here we go.
Always time for a Christian Bear joke.
So people know this joke, but it's funny. So don't get mad at me, okay? All right. So there's a hunter, and he's hunting. And he's got his gun, and he sees a bear, and he shoots the bear, and he wings the bear, and the bear gets really mad. Arr! And the bear starts charging him. So the guy throws the gun at the bear. The gun hits the bear in the nose. Now the bear is so mad, the bear is tearing after the guy. The guy runs as fast as he can. He gets to a tree. He grabs up in the tree, climbs up to the tree, says, Lord, 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 please let this be a Christian bear. And at that moment, he hears the bear say, Lord, bless this food to my body. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break and then more insanity with Spoonanity. It's going to be a lot of fun. Talk to you then. We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.